Thank you to our sponsor at Trade Coffee.
Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your subscription plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/poundcast.
That's drinktrade.com/poundcast for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country.
drinktrade.com/poundcast. We would also like to give a shout out to our other sponsor, LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. If you go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com, you will see all the flavors of Louisville vegan jerky, my favorite jerky on earth. It is plant-based jerky, and it comes in a variety of flavors. We're talking smoky Carolina barbecue, maple bacon. There's a variety pack, all five main flavors. They have some other small batch flavors here I'm looking at. Just checking out the website right here, Brent. It looks like they have Kung Pao. And they have Jamaican Jerk. They have some other ones that are sold out.
Jamaican Jerk, I'd like to try. How can I do that?
Oh, you go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and check this out. If you're a Poundcast listener, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the code word Poundcast. And this, look at this. This stuff is animal and cruelty free. It is gluten free, non-GMO, made in the USA.
Bagged in the USA.
Yeah, bagged in the USA. In Louisville. We went to Louisville.
We saw the spices.
We saw the spices. It has a shelf life of 9 months, guys. Okay. So go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com or just and use the code word Poundcast for 20% off or buy it at your local store where you could find it. Where can you find it? Whole Foods?
Sprouts. So many places.
I'm looking at on their website, it'll show you where you can get it. Wow. You can get it at Grassroots Natural Market in South Pasadena, Brent. That's kind of cool.
Grassroots. You can get
Pavilions.
It
at, I'm seeing Pavilions has it.
You can get it at Dear Bella, I think. And it's a vegan ice cream place in
Lassen's
Hollywood.
Has it. Albertsons and Vons are having these things too. So thank you to Louisville Vegan Foods.
It's everywhere.
.com. And what else do we have today, Brent?
And most importantly, this show is sponsored by viewers and listeners like you. You can become one of those viewers and listeners that sponsors the show by, it's not really even a sponsorship. It's a service that you could subscribe to, patreon.com/poundcast, and you get bonus episode. Every week, you get bonus time and bonus jokes, bonus company.
Bonus friendship with me and Brent, because we go unzipped. After the main free section, we go to the unzipped section and we keep talking to our guests or we keep talking to each other for at least another half hour. Today we almost went another full hour. We went pretty long, but
is that right?
It was more than a half hour. It's a good 45 minutes
least.
Yeah.
You think, huh? Well, look. Yeah. And so you definitely want to check that out. It's patreon.com/poundcast. And there's other little things there too, but check it out. Check out the video. Sometimes there's some visual gags that happen on the show, and you can go to youtube.com/thepoundcast. You can also see some clips there, as well as on the Instagram account, which is at the Poundcast. And connect on Twitter while you're at it. You know, connect on them all. Collect them all.
Today we have Brent's brothers, Max and Nikki. They're going to talk about, well, first we're going to, and we won't spoil it, but look, they won the Price is Right. They were on the Twins edition of the Price is Right. They won. They're going to walk us through it. We're also going to play this new joke game that we came up with.
Yeah,
and some other fun stuff.
Little disclaimer about the joke game. We come up with some of the jokes are pretty bad. Okay, just a heads up. Okay, I'm not trying to.
That's part of the fun, though, Brent.
I guess that's part of the fun. But you will see us crash and burn on this episode with some of these jokes. I mean, we're talking some real clunkers. Okay, and that's okay. And some real funny ones too. And I might add that Doug in particular had some real good ones. Very funny, Doug. Very funny. Me, some clunkers.
No, Brent had some. Well, in the unzipped section, you were the winner. So
I that's because I just kind of asked to be the winner, basically. But I had some real bad ones in the unzip. So watch out. If there's some bad jokes that are coming your way, and they're coming to your way big time, watch out. But it's a fun little game, and I think you might enjoy it. And we, you know, the twins talk about their experience on The Price is Right, and that's about it. So let's get into the tape.
Brent, do we have a remix from our Patreons?
Amazing, talented Patreon subscribers make these amazing remixes for us. What is it? What am I looking at here? Here we go. Yeah, and we do have one, a new one. And this is from Alan Shervin. And this is the Trance remix from Alan Shervin.
And if you want a remix, that's our theme song. The stems are available on the Patreon as well. So let's check out the Trance remix from Alan Shervin. And then we'll get into the show with Max and Mickey. Let's roll the clip.
We all here listening to Dave Matthews ass music. Doug and Brett talking to each other. Doug and Brett, what will they talk about to Doug and Brett? Are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brett. We'll talk to their friends, and Doug and Brett talking on the Poundcast.
Welcome to the Poundcast. Brent Weinbach, my co-host, and Brent Weinbach's brothers, Max and Nicholas, Nikki, aka Nikki Weinbach. And you guys are the recent champs of The Price is Right.
We'll get to that recent champs of The Price is Right. Yeah,
sure. We'll
the
get
most
it.
Recent?
Well, not we're not the most recent, but
oh, I guess they must have champs every day, huh?
Yeah,
they do have champs every day. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get back into that in a second, but first, Brent and Max had something to do, huh?
Well, the thing about it is, Max and I have this bit that we were kind of messing around with, and I thought, oh, this is kind of a fun idea. And I kind of already did it a little bit on something. I forgot. The chicken coop. But, you know, I thought, I got to get Max on the podcast and we could try to do this bit. And basically the bit is this. You know, we make these jokes. You've heard me do an impression of Mike from Breaking Bad. Bread
Mike Ehrmantraut.
And, well, Max and I had this idea about, you know, Mike never laughs.
He's always
pretty down.
He's,
you know,
either he's neutral or really or down about
or
stuff.
Just blasé about everything.
Blasé, yeah.
Well, sure. the only time when he's like slightly happy is when he has like his granddaughter and he's like, okay, you can have one more glass of lemonade.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, but he's still kind of stern even then, right?
Yeah.
Right. He'll still, the way he's playful with his granddaughter.
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice. But pop, that's not supposed to go there. Okay. You know, that's how he acts right. towards him.
Yeah, that's how he acts.
That's about as light as he gets.
Yeah, that's as light as he gets. Sure. Okay, but what if he was to laugh a lot at a joke or something like that? That seems unimaginable.
Right.
Like we tried to imagine what that sounded like. And so it goes maybe a little something like this. I kind of forgot now.
Well,
how it goes.
I got it because I was practicing. But maybe tell a joke and then I'll hit.
Okay.
It.
So, why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
Well, I mean, why?
Maybe it sounds.
Start
more
it
like
over. Do it again. Do it again.
Wait, actually,
no, he'd be like this. He'd be like, why?
Yeah, it'd be like this. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
To get to the other side. Here, do the joke to me. Here, right. Why don't you tell me the joke?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
to get to the other side.
Wait a second. To get to the other side.
No, but you gotta have a
Well, here's the other.
It's almost like okay.
Well, here was the other thought: is that maybe he laughs kind of in a very unexpected way. Give me another joke one more time.
Why? Why was the vampire sent to the office? Why was he sent to detention?
Why?
For too much coughing.
Oh. That's funny. Now that's funny. That's funny.
Let me try to do Mike. Tell me a joke.
What kind of bone do you not find in your body?
What kind?
A trombone.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to not ask any questions. Wait, a trombone? Okay, look. You're not going to ask any questions. This joke never happened. I can't go that low.
This joke never happened. You did not hear me laugh. This joke never happened.
Well, I liked how it was like this. Wait, do me.
You made a thicker stuff.
I like what Doug did there. Do you like hit me with
let
a joke?
I want to make up a joke on the spot. Yeah. Hey, Mike, why was there a basketball in a tree?
Why?
Because Kobe Bryant's dad was a lumberjack.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. A lumberjack. Okay, enough with the jokes. A lumberjack.
Like he can't, he tries to get serious, but he can't contain himself, you know?
I also thought it'd be funny if he laughed completely not like his personality.
That's really funny, guys.
Well, what if he did like, you know, your Bert laugh where he's like, no, here's what we're gonna...
That's Ernie.
I mean, Ernie, rather. No, that's
Brent.
It's me.
I know, but he kind of probably picked it up when he was little from...
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
And it is Brent, but it might have been like
I got to be honest with you. That's very funny. Very funny.
See, there you go.
But I got to be honest. Kim, why didn't you
ask Jimmy about this? Why didn't you tell Jimmy the joke?
I think you were made of thicker stuff. With me, not me, though.
Wait, ask me a joke. And you have to make one up on the spot.
Okay. What did the computer screen say to the hard drive?
What?
Plug me in.
What if he had one of those, like, squeal? If he's like...
I like that wheezing one though.
Crazy. What if he's like, this is his mind. He's like this.
But I like that other one.
I like
though,
the wheezing laugh.
The wheezing one is funny because it's actually kind of real. I could imagine that being real, but
this is real. Like, well, do you know who this laugh is? Can you guess? He's a very famous person.
Oh, well,
Joey Coco Diaz?
Oh, very close.
Scooby-Doo? Oh, is it Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's
wow,
funny.
Good job. I was going to say Joe Rogan before Brent said Coco Diaz, by the way.
Well, you know what I want to, I kind of want to do, you know how there's like in the 90s, you had Cypress Hill, Insane in the Membrane, and then you also had Jump Around. And they both had a beat that had like a squeal like that in it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
I want to make a beat with that.
It's a horse, by the way. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, one of them Max has this. Max has this expression that he says that's insane in the membranous region. That's what he does.
I do, but
instead of insane in the membrane, he says the membranous region.
Sure.
Max is like,
well, that's funny. That's funny. I got to admit, that's funny. You got me on that one. Good one.
Max didn't think that was that funny. And he's like, yeah, I did say that, but that's not really, that doesn't bear repeating right here. So,
well, I mean, I do that often, but it maybe doesn't bear repeating right now. But, you know, you're right.
Hold on. How about this? How about if you laugh like this?
Give me one more joke, actually. I want to just try one thing, actually.
Okay. What did the pen say to the paper?
What?
Can I just get a quick scribble? Real quick?
All right. We're going to move. That's funny. That's very funny, Brent.
Do you recognize who does that laugh, Doug?
Is that Patrice O'Neill or something?
Do it again, Max, if you can.
All right, it's kind of hard to do it.
Oh wait, I just did a sound effect. I thought you were talking about my drop.
No, Max's laugh.
Oh, that's funny.
That's familiar. What is that?
It kind of hurts to do that, actually. But.
You don't know who that is? It's somebody really famous.
I don't know who.
Come on, just look around and you'll.
Good
ask,
one.
Ask yourself where, you know, where are you?
It's Homer Simpson. I'm at home.
You're kind of close.
You're getting close.
Where are you? Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you? Ask yourself, where are you?
I don't know. I need another hint.
Good one. Good Scooby. One. Good Scooby one.
Do? Yeah. It's Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay. I thought you said it was a famous person.
Well, I said it was somebody famous.
But you wouldn't say a dog is somebody.
It is somebody.
It is a body and it's
somebody's
some
like
body.
If a dog's coming to you, you don't say, hey, somebody's coming towards us. You don't call a dog somebody.
I mean, I guess you're kind of
that's
right.
It's kind
about
of a
that.
Funny
dog
idea
is
though.
Not
it's like
somebody.
What if it some
is
guy
some, I mean it's a it is some body, but it's
well,
not,
kind of a funny idea that it's just some guy that doesn't he doesn't discern between animals and stuff like and people and like insects and stuff. He's like, oh, somebody's coming towards us. Oh, who? Oh, that fly or something like that. You know?
I guess what would you say then? Something? It's something famous?
Well, time out. I actually...
Hey, you just say it's a famous character or it's a famous laugh.
Uh-huh.
I was actually reading up on the history of Scooby-Doo just a couple days ago. And apparently, starting in the late 70s, early 80s, they made him like walking around on his hind legs, more anthropomorphic at that point. You know, he didn't walk around on his four legs at that point. So in a way, he is somebody.
He is somebody.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know, definitely by the 70s, but definitely by the 80s, he became somebody.
He became
somebody.
Well, apparently that he actually, didn't they give him more? They did that because Scrappy Doo became a bigger character.
Yeah, that's
so they
exactly
wanted
why.
To they wanted to have that interaction. I guess that they were both had more anthropomorphic, you know,
there
characteristics.
You go,
would you
well,
say
that's besides the point? Okay.
Well, would you say that Mickey Mouse is somebody?
Okay, I don't know.
Or Goofy?
I just think that's it's. I think the point is that it'd be funny to call a dog somebody, like a real dog, but
yeah. Do you think that Jim Carrey is somebody?
He is no.
Somebody stop me.
I just watched that movie It Follows. Have you guys seen that movie It Follows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've saw it.
I thought it was interesting. Like immediately they call it it, but it's like a person is following them. You know, I know the person changes form or whatever. Well, I think the movie, they should have said like they follow. Like the first time the girl sees it, the guy's like, do you see it? But it's, wouldn't you say, do you see a person?
Or well, I think the idea is that it's not the person, it's not the body that it is inhabiting, that is that the it is something that we don't even know what it is, that is inhabiting a body of a person. And so the it that follows is not the person that it's inhabiting. It's the whatever that thing is that it is inside. That it's,
I know. I just think the first time she saw it, she wouldn't understand the complexity of
all
that.
Well, no.
Just see a woman coming at her and be like,
I haven't seen this movie yet.
If you saw a ghost.
Well, that happens right in the beginning. So there's no spoiler, but.
If you saw a ghost, you would say, did you see it? You wouldn't say.
No, this was it. Well, we can move on from this, but it just, in the movie, it just looks like it's a person walking towards them.
Right.
It follows. That sounds like a sequel to it. Like the thing that follows it.
It follows. Yeah. Right. It part two, it follows.
It follows. Right, exactly.
It too follows.
Well, it follows. Yeah. It follows. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so look.
Wait,
the twins.
I have, before we get to the Price is Right, when we are making up jokes, I kind of want to try that real quick.
I know, it is kind of fun.
Okay.
How about one of us comes up with a setup, and then 1, 2, 3, who has the best punchline?
Okay, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we can each take a turn. So I'll do the first setup, and you can't really overthink it. We'll go Brent. We'll go counterclockwise according to my thing. Brent, Max, then Nikki. So the setup is.
Well, that's according to my thing too, actually. That's interesting.
What do you call Elon Musk at a basketball game?
Okay. Pretty stinky. Elon Stinky.
Oh, that's actually pretty good, Brent, actually. Oh, that's good.
Just got to go for it. You can't even think about it.
Okay.
What do you call Elon Musk at a basketball game?
The Force. Like something related to like space, something like that. I don't know.
What do you call Elon Musk at a basketball game, Nikki?
Oh, he actually backed out. He didn't want to play after all.
That's pretty good.
That's okay. That's right.
Wait, I have an answer.
A no-show. That's what you call.
Yeah. What do you? Yeah, that's right.
What do you call
Elon Musk at a basketball game?
The brand new Tesla. Why am I here?
Wait, I got a new one actually.
Because he has one called the Tesla Y. That's the latest model.
Oh, is it?
Oh, okay.
I got a new one actually.
This is not a good. He's the play pal.
The guy who makes the play pal. Something like
play
that.
Pal.
Yeah, play pal.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that.
Okay.
A play pal. A play pal. That's really good.
Yeah. Oh, that is good.
How many fingers does it take to type a letter to the president?
Wait, who goes first?
Well, it would go Max now.
Oh, okay.
How many fingers does it take to type a letter to the president of the United States?
Ten fingers to type, and one.
Rule them all.
Go up your butthole while you're typing.
Okay. Nikki?
I don't know. Say the set up.
How many fingers does it take to type a letter to the president of the United States?
Just one, my middle finger. Trump forever.
Hey, that's not bad, actually. That's not bad. That's actually pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's actually pretty funny.
That's actually pretty funny.
How about this? How about this? That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Actually, I like that. That wheezing laugh one, though, was the best one.
It is. Now, Doug, how many fingers does it take to type a letter to the president of the United States?
I have two answers, two punchlines for that one. The first one is three. One in the pink. Wait, one in the rump, two in the trump. You know this thing? It's like...
Yeah, I know what it is.
The other one is two. One to type out, and the other one to scratch my head when I'm looking at my tweets about people arguing about it. I don't know. They're not good. It is kind of a good, it's like a light bulb. How many people does it take to screw in a light bulb kind of thing?
Right, exactly. It's like,
right. How about this? Ask me the question. How many fingers does it take?
How many fingers does it take to type out a letter to the president of the United States?
Well, it takes two fingers, just two. In fact, I refer to my fingers as bi because I can use two fingers. I type with my bi, then I sent the letter off to the president. I type with my bi and type with my bi, then I send off the letter. It's as easy as that.
Okay. Any average your fingers Joe, by. You call your fingers by.
Yeah, because there's two of them that I type.
You know what I'm going to say to this joke? Bye. Dan, I'm going to say hi again.
Okay, Nick, anyway. Max, you got to save this. Save this bit.
Save this bit?
I feel like I came up with a good one just
I thought Nikki's was pretty good. But aren't we supposed to vote? I thought that was the idea.
No. There's no voting. You just
We just do it.
Well, the vote's rigged anyway, you know? So.
I guess each person who came up with the question can come up with who wins the point.
Fair enough.
Fine. Doug, who won the
point? Please remind me, Elon Musk at the basketball game.
Elon stinks.
Elon stinks.
Elon stunk. How about
you? You can't change it now.
Oh, fine. It was Elon Stinky.
Well, yeah. I gave an answer after everyone, but the original one was the force, but then I changed it later on to PlayPal.
Well, but that's anyway. That's what you had to go.
Okay,
fair. And then mine was, I didn't show. I think I'm not going to play, you know.
I'm going to back out.
I'm going to back out of the game.
Is it a car joke?
It's a Twitter joke.
No, it's a Twitter joke because Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter, but he backed
I guess.
Out.
I think that. I'm going to go with Brent just because it was like quick and it was, you know, it was just like real easy, you know, I was going to go to Brent.
Okay. So for my bit, I'm going to go with Nikki's, the middle finger one. That was good.
Was good.
I got to admit that was the best one. I got to get a point. I got two more chances.
Okay. Right. Max, you have to come up with the premise or the all point. Right. Set up.
Why did the children start to watch C-SPAN?
Nikki's first.
Oh, crap.
You just got to go for it.
They started to watch C-SPAN because... What is this? It's like I'm watching a cartoon now on C-SPAN. This is what it is. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
I mean,
I get it.
Can I just punch that up a little bit? The way it would go is, why do the kids start watching C-SPAN? Because they like Saturday morning cartoons.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. Because they love watching cartoons, something like that, you know, they love watching afternoon cartoons, something like that.
Yeah. There you go. But there's a lot of relevant things going on in this whole game, actually.
All right. Yeah. Say it again, Max.
Ask me the question, and I'll answer it.
Why did the children start to watch C-SPAN?
Because the children are stupid. and they wanted to see pan. They wanted to watch somebody cook a cooking channel, and they're so stupid, they don't know which one's the cooking channel, and they went to C-SPAN because they're dumbass. <What's> their...
It was singular. It wasn't even plural. He said, because they're dumbass. Because
they're dumbass.
Well, you know what else?
By the way, sometimes I just realized you got to sell the delivery hard if you want to get the laugh.
It's true. You do have
that's
to.
True. But also, delivery. Doug, you changed it. Well, actually, well, I'll talk about it afterwards. Go ahead, Brent. It's your turn.
Well, I just want to add to Doug's is I think the idea is that, well, they wanted something that would resonate with their mental level, something like that. Anyway, all right. It's kind of similar to Nikki's. Okay, ask me the question.
Why did the children start to watch C-SPAN?
Well, because they were bird kids and they wanted to, you know, they're really into seeing those wings. They want to see how far those wings could spread. They want to see the span of those wings because they're bird kids. They want to see the span. Well, they show birds on that channel is the thing.
And no, you would say because it's for the birds.
But yeah, because C-SPAN is for the birds, and they want to see the span of those wings.
Okay. I think
unfortunately, since mine was like based on a C, they wanted to see something. They wanted to see pan. That unfortunately, his didn't hit as hard because it was based on the same wordplay.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I liked Brent when Brent punched up Nikki's joke. I liked that one.
I thought the delivery of mine was pretty good, but whatever.
Well, I know, but
who got the most laughs? You
got
to admit.
But I guess say Doug's got the most laughs because the delivery, especially when he said "dumbass," it was similar.
Well, it would just it felt like a riff, and it was good. Yeah, it just true. Look, it does. It kind of goes to show you that it doesn't. The writing is less important than the performance.
Sure. But if you were to go purely on writing. I think I should have got the point on that.
But well, I think concept-wise, but I kind of helped kind of solidify it.
I'm good with concepts.
Can I say something, though? Doug went in a different direction. When he said "see Pan," I thought he was talking about Peter Pan, actually. Like, they wanted to see Pan, and he's childlike and stuff, you know?
Nikki, you're up.
Okay.
Wait, who got the point?
Doug got the point.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Are you keeping track? You keeping score? Oh, I thought you were writing down the score. Okay, so that's one for me. One.
Okay.
It's just my audience applause.
All right. It's like this.
Brent, you know I'm a coffee freak.
I sure do know that.
I drink coffee just about every morning, and recently I signed up for Trade Coffee because they send me the best coffee from the finest local roasters around the country.
I heard that. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send you coffee that they know you'll love, fresh to your home and on your preferred schedule. And you get to support small local businesses. It's a win-win situation, Doug.
Whether you already know what you like or are new to specialty coffee and need some help, Trade makes it easy and convenient to discover new coffees. They'll send you ground coffee or whole beans. For however you make your coffee at home.
What do they send you, bruh?
What did they send me?
Yeah, bruh.
I have it right here, actually. I do whole bean coffee. And this week they sent me Crown Point Organic from Sight Glass Coffee.
Huh. Yeah, Sight Glass. I know Sight Glass, yeah.
Yeah, there's a place up in SF and there's one in LA.
Can you describe some of the flavor notes up in there?
We're talking raspberry, chocolate, butterscotch. I like a chocolatey coffee, so this is right up my flavor alley, Brent.
Huh. Now, is it true that whether you're just getting started or you're a coffee aficionado looking to discover something new, Trade guarantees you'll love your first bag or they'll send you a new one for free?
That is correct, Brent. Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off your subscription plus free shipping at drinktrade.com/poundcast.
Wow, that's drinktrade.com/poundcast for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country.
drinktrade.com/poundcast.
Why did Donald Trump turn on his air conditioner during the winter?
Well, he turned on his air conditioner during the winter because at Mar-a-Lago, he's got this dumbass working there his one job is to light the chimney, and his name is Yorf, and Yorf fired. And it got so hot in there when Yorf fired that he had to turn on the AC, and you're fired. And he said, Yorf, you're fired, Yorf.
I mean, he hired him. Yorf hired. Yorf hired.
Or no, First he was like, Yorf hired. And then he said, Yorf fired. Yorf is a Yorf. Cool name. Yorf.
Yorf fired. Like Yorf, actually. Fired. He's like Dutch.
Yorf fired.
You're fired.
I was going to kind of do something in the same vein, actually, to be honest. But okay, go ahead. Ask me the question.
Why did Donald Trump turn on his air conditioner during the winter?
Well, because he was all mixed up. You know, he doesn't know what's going on. And he doesn't quite look. He makes stuff because he makes stuff up all the time. You know what I mean? He's like, dude, he's making false stuff up all the time. You know, he's doing.
You're fired.
You should have said because he's lying even about the weather.
Right.
That's what you should have said.
Yeah, because he's lying even about the temperature in the room.
He's lying to himself even.
Trump is a pathological liar, and he'll even go as far as lying to himself about the temperature.
Exactly. You're fired.
It sounds like he's saying you're fired. Yorf hired.
Now it does. Now that's all you can hear.
All right, Max.
Yorf hired. Okay. who are you gonna pick? Who's gonna pick to work for you at Trump University? Yorf hired.
All right, Max. I have a punchline, by the way, after you guys.
Actually, what if he had a weird speech impediment where he said an F sound after saying your, you know? So it's just he's saying Yorf hired. Yorf hired. And they're saying, I'm fired? No, you're fired. Come here. I want to tell you something.
It's raining right now. Hand me your umbrella.
Yeah, I'm going to take a shower. And then when I come back, I want you to come here. And you know what? Skip that. You're fired.
He has an F to every word.
Yeah, no, an
Anytime
F to every
an R.
Every
R.
time there's an R at the R. end of a word, he has an F. So it's okay. I'm gonna get into
Look,
the
I don't
car.
Care. If, I don't care. What, I don't care. What,
people are always calling me a liar. People are always calling me a liar. But that's not true. I'm not a liar. I don't care if what Hillary said. You're hired. All right, Max, why did Trump turn on the air conditioner during winter?
If you think it's because I'm not just telling white lies, I'm telling red hot lies, and that's why it's just so boiling hot in here. If you think that's the reason, you're wrong. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I have a punchline to this.
Actually, that's the punchline you go with this, Max, is you go, I never turned it on. Those are lies. Like basically, you refute. It's like from his perspective, and
that's really funny.
Yeah,
I never turned the air conditioning on when it was winter. I would never do that. Everybody knows I would never do that. No. Only an idiot would do
that. Too, Nikki.
It was the lies. They're wrong.
Yeah, you know that.
It's no. It's like this.
And the failing New York Times fake news says that.
No, it's like this.
Yeah. You guys are wrong. I never turned on the air conditioner. It was actually my employee, Yorth. Yorth turned on the air conditioner, okay? Anyway, he's a great guy. Great guy. Great guy. But he didn't do the right thing, okay? He's a great guy. Yorth hired.
I like this idea, but I like where Nikki was kind of going at, where he goes,
I never turned it on. Nikki is I don't know where he gets his information, but Nikki's wrong. Nikki's an idiot. And, you know, I just don't know where he gets his facts from, but I'm a truther. Truther.
I don't know where you get the facts from. Did you get this from the New York Times?
But the way Brent, you know, the New York Times, the way Brent is at sounds right now, right? It sounds like
New York Times.
Did you hear that? Kind of sound like Mike Ehrmantraut.
I don't think you heard that, Max.
What?
The New York Times.
No, I heard. Okay. But
I did hear that.
But Brent, Brent, it sounds like,
thank you.
It sounds like you're going into Mike when you do that. You're like, no, I don't want to do this. He sort of talks like this. Is it? You know, he sort of talks like this.
This is a combination of Trump and Mike. Okay, so Mike is kind of like this. You know, what we're going to do is this.
Now, they have the same.
We're going to do this. Okay. I did not turn on the air conditioning. Okay. Those are white lies.
This is like your impression, Brit, Brent.
It sounds like, it's funny, they have the same kind of dips, like when they, in their voices, you know, they
kind of talk
like this.
Right, they both
I'm
do
not
that,
gonna yeah. lie, I don't do this. Right. Not gonna talk like this. Right. Okay.
It's like they're listing things. They're
gonna go down to Lee Carrillo.
I gotta go to the store. I gotta buy eggs. I gotta buy milk. I gotta buy bacon. I gotta get some cereal, some jock straps.
Well, we gotta go to the store, buy some eggs, buy some milk.
If you're gonna do Trump, you gotta do that thing he does once in a while. He goes, "There's a lot of things," and you know, he kind of goes up like that.
That's
he's
true,
like,
right,
"There's
right.
a lot of things we gotta do. We got a lot of, you know, he's a great guy.
A lot of,
that
he
James
goes
Austin
up like
Johnson
that once
that.
In a while.
He does that.
There's a lot of yeah. You're right.
It sounds like he's like some kind of James Brown or something. You know,
there's a lot of things.
Funny if somebody put after he did his debate, like somebody. You know, put a cape on him like James Brown or something.
Living in America. I feel good.
All right. So should I say who won? Who won that round?
Well, do you know who you have?
Remind me of the punchlines, guys. Oh, I had one, by the way. But
Well, okay. What's your punchline?
Tell me the joke.
Why did Trump turn on his air conditioning in the winter?
Because he's the devil and he lives in hell.
That's pretty good. I like how it is to the point. You know,
it's like so.
It's also so.
So you know, it's like something.
It's something a liberal, would
really
say.
Far left person
I know,
would say,
I know.
Like
right.
Because he's the devil. Like because he's the devil and he lives in hell. You know,
because he's the devil and he lives. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of this really funny. Birthday card. It was a Halloween themed political card I saw at Target where it said it was so stupid. It was obviously a right wing card and it said, it was so stupid. It said Barack Obama. It had a picture of Barack Obama on the front of the card and it was Halloween themed, I think. I think he was dressed as Dracula. And it said Barack Obama, and then you open the page. It says you suck, something like that. It was so bad that I bought the card, and I sent it to Laura or my sister or the twins. I forgot.
I don't think you sent it to us because
I think I sent it to everybody. I think it was so funny and bad.
Barack Obama,
or something like
that. Barack Obama, motherfucker.
Or it said Barack Obama, he sucks. And it showed him as a vampire, you know, or something like that.
All right. Remind me of your guys' punchlines.
Why don't you just give yourself the point so we all get the point? But yeah.
Mine was Yorf, because Yorf.
Mine was
Yorf fired up the fireplace. Big laughs.
Mine was basically eventually about it was their lies. Wait, what did I say, actually? It was...
No, it was... Well,
you needed Max to help punch
kind of helped you out on that, but... Oh, he's like...
It's not winter, or it's not...
Oh,
I didn't do it.
Because he's even lying about the
temperature. That's Max's.
No,
because he's even lying
about the weather or the temperature.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Max was yours.
Well, mine was.
He denies it.
Right. I'm denying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually kind of helped you with it that it was you.
Brent's?
But that he lies even about the weather or about the temperature in the room, something like that. You know, I'm not trying to win this point. I actually think just give it the point to Nikki.
Okay.
Because no, then we all get 4 points. You go.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. We all
no,
get one.
Give your honest point to the one of us three, so one of us three can win.
Okay.
All right. Well, because I won a point before and Doug won a point before. Max, have you won a point?
I did not.
Oh, I all thought right. you won. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Then give
Brent,
it.
Have you won a point?
Yes, I did. We all.
All right, then Max, you get the point. Everybody wins. This Come is on. Truly Trump's
you know
America.
Funny though is if we
this
had to
is
argue,
some liberal
argue
bullshit right
funny
here.
Funny if you had to argue.
I got
for
the
your
bigger
point.
Laughs.
Yeah, hey. like Doug is saying, he's like, I got the bigger laugh. Like you had to argue your
also,
reasoning for getting.
Truth
the point.
Be told, is I would give myself the point on that one, but whatever.
Truth be told, what's his name? Doug is wearing a MAGA hat right now.
You don't know what's right. on the back of that. You don't know.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, all right.
Anyway, speaking of carfs, let's talk about The Price is Right.
Carfs, right. Sounds like Carfax
hey,
almost.
Real quick,
carfs.
You guys are going to edit this, right?
Not what do you mean? Like, I mean,
I kind of want to turn my Zoom off and turn it back on again.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you could do that, and it doesn't even have to be edited out. We can make it a cool thing that happens.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm just gonna do that real quick. Okay.
Oh, wow, this is amazing. He's gonna disappear. Watch this. This is a magic trick.
Hold on, real quick.
I'm gonna make you disappear.
Wait, watch this.
Oh, hold on.
Watch
hold
this.
On, hold on. I want to get the meeting ID real quick.
Okay. This. Make you watch this. I'm gonna make
watch
you disappear.
This
here. Got
oh
him.
Man, look at that.
Got
I did
that was
that.
Neat. That was
got
cool.
Him. Got
that
was, wow, made
well,
him disappear.
Well, Max, while we're waiting for him, why don't you walk us through? So you guys were on The Price is Right. It was a twins edition.
That's right. It was all twins.
Walk us
edition.
Through it. How did it start? And how did you get on the show?
I mean,
oh, wait, maybe we should wait for
you
Nikki.
Wait for Nikki.
I feel like
how about,
you know,
fine. Oh, here he comes. Oh, I'm gonna watch this. Watch him magically appear.
Oh, watch out.
Watch this.
There you go.
Okay.
Magic.
I'm back.
I asked Max, but I'll re-ask it so you can chime in too. You guys were on The Price is Right in all twins edition, and that's, you that's won. Great. But how did it start? Where did it all begin?
Well, I saw a casting notice maybe sometime in May that was looking for twins for an all twin edition of The Price is Right. And I thought, Max, should I submit to this? And Max is like, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Price is Right. He was skeptical. And I was like, no, we should do it. We could, what if we won? And he's like, all right. And so we got called for a Zoom audition to do it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Were
and
you then when we, were you in New York at the
we
time?
We were in New York.
We were in
and
New York.
Did you see that? Did you see the casting call in New York, or was it an LA paper that you were looking at?
LA paper.
It was a casting network's notice.
Oh, we get okay. We get alerts for both Los Angeles and New York, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so we and told them we live in Los Angeles.
Well, no, we
I don't
also,
really think it matters.
We knew that we were going to be in Los Angeles at that time, actually, when it was going to be, when they were asking for, when it was supposed to tape, basically.
But anyway, so we auditioned for this thing over Zoom, and the casting director basically said things like, all right, I want you guys to be really energetic to what I'm about to say. And he said something like, Max and Nikki, you just won twin Teslas. And then we had a really...
And we were just really went for it. And we were
over the top on
you
it,
know,
you know?
Yeah, you know, just giving it... He's like, come on, you guys, bring up the energy, you know? And then this next one, bring it real hard. All right, you guys just won two twin Teslas. And then we totally went for it.
And
then after the audition, he said, all right, that was great. You know, I think you might hear from us in a few days. And then in a few days, we just thought, okay, well, who knows what's going to happen. And then a few days he said, all right, you guys, or no, we got a phone, a text or something and said, all right, you guys, are you down to tape? Are you guys, you know, you're going to be there and everything?
Are you down to tape? Hey, this is Drew Carey. Are you down to tape?
I just.
Down to tape. It goes, it's almost just sounds like, they, yeah, they texted you at 2 a.m. and they said, down to tape.
Down to tape. DTT.
DTS.
It's like some DTT.
Hey,
it's like
are a booty, you, it's yeah, like a are booty you call D- or something. Are you like DTT? It's at 2 a.m. Are you DTT? It's Drew. Hey, it's Drew. You up? DTT?
And it it's has Drew. Like an eggplant emoji for some yeah. reason. It's two of them, two eggplant emojis.
Yeah,
two.
For twins, yeah.
For
yeah.
twins, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, I misspoke a little bit.
We were like, oh man, we're going to be on The Price is Right. And we were telling some people like, hey, I think we're going to be on The Price is Right.
I think we're down to tape. Down to-
and so, you know, we flew out to California.
Well, they said essentially, okay.
We asked them, so are we definitely going to be on? They're like, most likely, basically, they said, on the day of the taping, you guys are going to have to impress the producers again and show them that you had as much energy as you did in the audition.
Right, right.
And so
we were telling people, I think we're going to be on The Price is Right. And, you know, so we weren't 100% sure yet. So we get to the...
Well, hold on. We got the night before the taping, we studied really hard.
We were trying to study as much as possible.
And we even texted the casting or the producer, the production coordinator, and we said, hey, when they say actual retail price, what do they mean by that? Is it like Target prices or Walmart? And she said, don't even worry about studying the prices of like specific things at a store.
She said to just watch old episodes or from the past year or something like that.
They repeat a lot of the same things. And so if you know the price, if you remember the prices of those things, it'll be good for you, you know?
Right.
And so we got like an hour of sleep the night before.
Right. It was tough. Also, Brent had just, you know, come back from doing a show in San Francisco and, you know, we hadn't seen him yet while we were in Los Angeles. And then our dad came over and, you know, my sister has...
Oh, yeah. Our dad, we told our dad that we were going to be on The Price is Right. And he's like, sounds stupid. It's like,
well, no,
it sounds like a stupid thing.
Well, he didn't say it like that. Yeah, he didn't say it like that. We were watching a few episodes and he just said, this game looks stupid. He just kind of thought that it looked stupid, the whole thing. But
when Brent was in San Francisco, were you like, Brent, come on down. We're going to be on the show.
That's right. That's why he came down the night before.
So the twins, as I recall, the twins were watching a lot of Prices Right. Did you have flashcards?
We made flashcards too.
They made flashcards for the Price.
Let me ask you this. I didn't see the episode. I just saw the clip where you won, but was in that show, you just get a chance to be in the audience and you have like a slim chance of getting called down.
Yeah, we'll explain.
Okay.
We'll explain. We'll get to it.
Nikki's giving me the old like.
Oh, your audio listeners are not going to be able to know what that's about.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
The sass head. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead.
So we get there in the morning.
CBS Studios on Fairfax and Beverly or wherever it is.
Third. And we get there and they do this. I mean, there's a long line of people and, you know, we all have to get COVID tested and everything. So it was a long wait. And then finally,
we made friends with some people online, though. These older people from Sacramento, we made friends with them. They're really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be important for later.
Well, somewhat important. But anyway, they put everyone into three groups. And then they start screening these groups, and they kind of go down the line of the group. And
they interview
each twin, set of twins in each group. And so they want to get an idea of how energetic you are. So you're kind of auditioning for them as a final audition, basically. And you know, Nikki and I were just thinking, okay, we got to get really energetic for this screening right here because we don't want to waste our time here. We want to make sure we get on the show, you know? And finally, they, you know, get up to
We
were in the third group. This is the final group. And the first two guys that went on, we were like, oh, these guys are going to get, they were kind of making some jokes. And, but only one of the twins was more energetic than the other. And we thought, okay, sorry, I'm a little rambling right now. But we thought, okay, those guys are definitely getting on. And then they finally get to us.
But other people were not acting too energetic.
Right. And we just thought, this is your chance to get on TV. Like, I don't understand why.
Not to get on TV, but to get on to win money or to win prizes, you know?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Real quick.
That's what I mean.
Side note. We were thinking about wearing our Max and Nikki t-shirts, but then we were hanging out with our friend Andrew Michon, and he said, you guys got to wear your suits. And we were like,
yeah,
oh, really?
That was a good move.
He's like, it'll make you stick out.
Yeah, and it was a great move. So I think that's one thing. So during our final audition, basically, Nikki and I just went to town. We got so energetic, and then
we did this high five move that Max
that you saw on the thing, actually. And then
we were making them everybody laugh.
And then afterwards, as they went down to the other twins, this other set of twins next to me went, man, you guys really showed up today, didn't you? And I was just thinking, well, I don't want to waste my time.
Well, why wouldn't you show up today? Yeah. Anyway, so they bring us into the studio because everybody is an audience member as well. And these PAs were like saying, oh, you guys wore suits. Man, I've never seen somebody wear suits on this show before.
Right, so we just thought that was a good idea, Andrew.
And then this guy takes us to the way back right corner to sit down. He's like, I know this seems like a bad spot, but it's actually probably a good spot for you guys.
He also said that right now is a good time to be on the show because
that's right. Because of COVID protocol, there's not going to be that many audience members. And in addition to that, because it's a twin episode that cuts it in half,
right,
actually, too.
Right, okay, yeah.
So
you have a good chance of
only,
getting on.
Not only is COVID, because there's not going to be that many audience members, it's also because it's a twin episode.
Anyway, so they do like a warm-up. A guy comes out to warm us up, and we have to like scream our heads off, like applauding and stuff like that.
Right.
So by the time the show starts, our voices are almost gone.
Right,
you know?
So anyway.
But
the show starts, and then, you know, they call the first set of twins, and they come on down. And we just thought, oh, I guess those twins did all right on the screening. And then we're just like, I hope we get it. And then they called another set of twins. We didn't see that set of twins. They were in another group. And then they called those two other twins that we thought, oh, they're going to probably get on. And they got on.
And then the fourth group, they said Maximilian and Nicholas
Weinbach. And we just thought, all right.
It was like a mix of genuine excitement and playing it up too, you know?
Right, because we just wanted to give them what they wanted. And so, also we wanted to.
But it was cool in the episode, if you watch it, when we come on down, it's like the perfect moment because it's when the Price is Right logo comes up. And it happens perfectly in sync, you know, when we're coming down and the Price is Right logo comes up. Anyway, we came on down. We were in the fourth spot, which is the best spot to be in
because you can bid your price according to how everyone bids. You know, so you're in an advantageous position.
And
I think we did. I think it wasn't a mistake.
It was not a mistake. We were in that spot
because I think we did well in our audition. I think they want.
I think we did the best actually in the screening process. And I think they thought, oh, we want these guys. We want to give them the best opportunity to get up first.
Right. Right.
And so.
Wait, so you're in the position where you can just do $1.
Exactly. No, or you can do $1 over the last.
Right. 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 Okay.
And so the thing that you bid on comes out and it's a tandem bike.
Right.
And it's like a vintage style tandem bike. And I turned to Max.
And it comes with two helmets and a bike lock too.
I tell Max, that's at least $1,400. And Max is like, really? And
I just was so
the first set of twins bid something like $700. And the next set of twins bit like $800.
I was kind of anxious too. I just thought, oh boy, this is such a surreal moment. I don't even know. Nikki kind of had the right
idea. This is all happening so fast, by the way.
It happens so fast, yeah.
And the third set of twins, they bid $1,100. And I tell Max, we got to do 11-1. I mean,
give us the biggest margin.
Give us the biggest margin. And I thought, it's at least $1,400 anyway. So when we said 11-1, we turned to those guys next to us. We're like, sorry, we had to do it, you know?
Right.
And then what happened? It ended up being $2,000.
Right, and a little over 2,000. So we got up there, and first people to get up.
And I just thought, man, I knew it was closer, you know, it was at least $1,400. But, you know, it happens so fast. You get up there, you know, they call cut, and they give you these mics, you know, mic pack and stuff. Oh, and you meet Drew Carey, and Drew Carey's making these jokes that are not landing.
Well, hell, maybe you don't want to mention that.
Oh, maybe I don't want to mention that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's okay.
Well, I mean, whatever. I mean,
well, he's making a lot of twin jokes, like Shining jokes and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh. I bet I would laugh.
I'm sure they were good jokes. They just,
I was smiling at them.
Sure.
So this was off camera?
He did some jokes off camera, and he did some jokes on camera. Anyway, so, you know, they did, I mean, you saw the clip of the game, but, or did you, you just watched the clip. You didn't watch the whole, our whole segment, basically.
I didn't watch the whole segment.
So the whole segment is, you have to, there's six items.
It's called pick a pair.
Pick a pair, and you have to just match one of the items, basically, with a it's
the price of
one item, and you have to pick another item that has a matching price.
Gotcha.
And you know, the audience was saying, Nikki and I were thinking, okay, it's the cookies.
So there was a box of tea bags. There was gluten-free Oreos.
It was 50 pack of tea bags.
There was gluten-free Oreos.
I thought it was 30 pack, but
a small Campbell's soup pack
with crackers.
There was a Hungry Man TV dinner. There was some milk bones, like dog bones, and there was a Nesquik chocolate milk, you know, bottle. And the audience, I told Max,
well, we kind of were thinking it was the cookies and the Hungry Man dinner. Actually, we thought the frozen dinner. We thought those seemed similar, and then we kind of turned to the audience just because
that's what you do.
And they kept saying
the soup
and tea bags, and we're thinking in our heads, I don't know.
You can even hear me in the clip. I say tea bags. I don't know, guys. You know.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. You have just, and then all of a sudden you start questioning yourself because you have, I mean, we're just on an hour of sleep. You have all this adrenaline rushing through you, and you know, you just. And then you start thinking, maybe, are they right? Did I hear that correctly? Maybe it was only 10 tea bags or something like that. And even still, I would still think that was too much. But I just thought, maybe they're right. And we just thought, all right, let's go with the
audience,
Drew,
we're going to go with the soup and the tea bags.
And we, you know, so we went with that. And then Drew was like, well, why don't we check out what the price of the soup is first? And then maybe you'll be able to change your mind.
And then, so you could just pick one and then pick.
Yeah, we didn't know the rule. We thought we had to pick both at the same time.
And then so he said, or then we saw the price of the soup, and then we're like,
it was $2.69.
We're like, no, it's got to be chocolate milk.
Definitely chocolate milk.
Well, Nikki
right away
said that. I don't. It was all happening so fast. I don't even think I remembered seeing chocolate milk on there at first, to be honest.
But just right away, $2.69. I was like, it's got to be the chocolate milk. We turned to the audience. And
they were all saying chocolate milk. This one guy in the audience was going like this,
like he was milking udders.
that guy was one of the twins that was behind us that we made friends with.
Real quick, were you thinking that the tea bags were worth?
We thought where they
more
were
more or less.
More. We thought they were worth the same as, like, in spite of your good judgment, you start to go with what the audience is saying. We thought that was probably what. Match the dog bones, actually, because we thought that was, you know, but we just,
it's interesting because
start to question yourself, you know, because it's just, you know, there's, I'm sure, nerves and stuff.
So anyways,
those guys that we bid a dollar over, we kind of felt like they were trying to sabotage us, though.
Well, maybe I don't know.
We said the chocolate milk.
Are they going like this?
DDT? Is that what we said?
Oh, yeah.
Down to tape.
They're like
down to tape. Down to tape.
So we say, Drew, we're going to go with the chocolate milk. And he's like, is it the chocolate milk? And then he hits this thing and it comes down and it's $2.69 and it is the same price. And we go crazy. We're like, oh my God. You know, I jump on top of Max.
Right.
And
we just, it was this, again, it was this combination of, we were totally stoked and excited, but also we were trying to give it a little
right,
bit
you're
of extra
a
energy.
Show a little bit.
It's kind of a weird, it's this weird mix of things that they want you to do, or we know what they want us to do. And you actually are totally excited too. And it's just, it is this weird surreal moment. You're on The Price is Right, which is, you watch this when you're growing up, you know, it's just been around for so long, you know?
And then
is that when you won the cars?
Oh yeah. Oh, we forgot to say what the prize was. They told us beforehand, you know, to go with your matching suits, you have a chance to win matching cars.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And when they told us that, we were like, oh, okay, we got to win this. Two cars. Oh my God.
What cars did you win?
We won Kia Fortes. And so when we actually won them, we ran to the cars, you know, and we were just like, oh my God, these are brand new cars. We got in. Max got in the passenger side and I got in my driver's side because it kind of looked more symmetrical.
It's symmetrically.
You guys go like that.
It's more symmetrical, but it was kind of cool that we opened the doors at the same time, actually. That was not even planned, actually.
And then we got out and we did our
the thing that we did in the screening, which was the high five.
You're doing your dance, your high five. You guys were freaking out. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So
that was that.
And so then, did you go to the grand prize game at the end of the thing?
You know, the showcase. No, you had to spin the wheel.
We had to spin the wheel.
Oh.
And later on, we spun the wheel. And the people before us, they got a dollar. And we're like, oh my God, we have to get a dollar here to be able to go
to the showcase showdown. We got 90 cents, which is pretty good, but we didn't win.
We didn't get
to go to the showcase showdown.
No, normally, they would have gone to the showcase showdown, but...
A dollar, but I'm glad the people that did get the dollar, they were the people that we made friends with behind in the line, actually. They were those people.
And they were talking about how they remember when The Price is Right first aired and they watched it. And so we thought, oh, it's good that they're going to the Showcase Showdown. But I will say this, their Showcase Showdown, I was telling Max, I bet it's like $52,000. And it was like $52,500. We would have won it if we had gone. I would have guessed that right.
Did those people win it?
No, they didn't. But at the same time, you never know how you would be up there, though. Again, it's, you know, a different energy. You're feeling
nervous.
You're actually up there. You
know? I know it's got to be crazy being up there, but let me ask you this: with the cars, do you have those cars now?
No, we don't. Not yet.
We're waiting for the dealership to call us to pick up the cars.
Do you get those exact cars from the show, or do you just get a Kia Forte each? Is it those specific colors and the ones they have on the show?
It's interesting you mentioned that, Doug, because they showed us the prices of each car, and the red one is actually slightly more expensive than the blue one. And so I think they have to give us the cars that are worth each of those, you know?
No, I did read the fine print, though. They can change the, you know, slight modifications like that, I think.
Well, but it has to be worth that price.
Based on supply. And as we know right now, the supply chain is low, actually, because of, you know.
So are you guys going to, you guys live in New York, right?
Right. So we are going to go. We do have to fly.
We have to fly out to
Los Angeles to retrieve it.
Are you gonna drive? Are you gonna have cars in New York? Are you gonna drive them back and have cars in New York? Are you just gonna like keep them, or what are you gonna do with them?
No, I think
we're gonna sell them. It would be nice to keep one of them because they gave us these license plate frames that say
I won this car
on The Price is Right.
But well, that's pretty sweet.
It is,
but it seems more practical and sensible.
And we get the tandem bike that we bid on as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now that I would, let me know if you want to sell that. I'll buy it for $2,000.
Really? You would buy that?
Not for $2,000. I do want a tandem bike, though.
Really?
Really? Oh, we'll talk to you about it.
Okay. Well, look, we got to wrap up the main show here.
Sure.
Sure. Am I seeming really choppy right now, by the way?
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
You sound okay. The visual is a little choppy. That's, yeah. You sound
I would say majorly choppy, but it's all good, though.
Let's right. keep, I feel let's like keep I'm talking. Choppy.
I mean, as long as you're down to tape.
Are you guys down to go after? Are you down to go unzipped? I mean,
are you down DTT?
Or no, are you DTU?
Down to?
Are you down to unzip?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're down to we're DTT for AD.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you to Jack Birch.
Well, first of all, if you guys want to plug anything, now you should do it now because people probably want to watch this clip and look at your social media and anything else you got going on.
Well, follow us on Instagram at Max and Nicky.
That's MaxAndNicky.
And you can find out about all our shows.
And you can watch the clip that Doug saw on there as well for The Price is Right.
You can watch our other videos and stuff, like we did stand up on an airplane. You can watch that. And you know, you can watch our Alfred Hitchcock. You can watch all our videos, and you know, we do music too, so you can watch us do that on there as well.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you guys. Stick around for Unzipped if you want to keep listening to this show.
We're gonna probably get into some voice messages, maybe, and
I kind of want to do the joke game again.
We can maybe do the joke game again. Yeah,
if you want to keep listening, you have to sign up for our Patreon, and that's how we stay afloat, and that's how we keep making these episodes. You got to go to patreon.com/poundcast.
That's how we get on Price is Right Champions.
That's how we get such prestigious guests on the show. Patreon.com/poundcast. We would like to thank our Poundcast squad. We're talking about Jack Birch. He's putting these shows together. He's behind the boards. L.Bircho, if you want to check out his social media, he's pumping out funny videos and he's holding it down for us. And we would also like to thank Jackie Montana for helping out with some of the clips. I guess that's about it. Of course, our sponsor, LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word Poundcast for 20% off. And
trade coffee.
Ready to go and trade coffee. Ready to go on zip, Brent?
Yes, let's do it. Let's zip.
We all here listening to Dave Matthews ass music.
Talking to each other, Doug and Brett. What will they talk about to Doug and Brett? Are talking to some pimples, Doug and Brett. We'll talk to their friends and Doug and Brett talking on the Poundcast.